It's Monday, June 7th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Indigenous students from Nevada's federally recognized tribes can now go to a state college or university tuition-free. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
AB 262 was among three bills signed by Governor Steve Sisolak during a ceremony outside the Stewart Indian School Museum in Carson City Friday. The law waives all mandatory fees for Native students with at least a 2.0 grade point average. Reno Sparks Indian Colony Chairman Arlen Melendez says the law can have a huge impact on Indian country.
There's many Native Americans, you know, that can't afford to send their children to school, to college, and so I think it's really important to open up more opportunity for Native Americans.
Other bills signed by the governor include AB 88, which calls for the renaming of racially insensitive mascots and place names and puts an end to the sundown siren in Minden. The last bill was AB 270, which provides funding to preserve the Stewart Indian School Cultural Center and Museum, which tells the story of forced assimilation through the context of the old boarding school. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
The Reno City Council has approved a financing agreement that allows a large residential development north of Reno to acquire funding for infrastructure at a lower cost. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has more.
Spanning roughly 1,700 acres in Cold Springs, the Stonegate development will eventually include 5,000 homes, with about 200 affordable housing units once complete. There are also plans for several schools, grocery and retail stores, along with emergency services. The Reno City Council recently approved more than $36 million in municipal bonds to finance upfront water and sewer projects. This agreement allows the developers to acquire funding from an investor at lower interest rates. If the developer doesn't pay the money back, it would not default on the city. In exchange for the bonds, the developers are required to pay the city $1.5 million. That money would go toward initiatives such as a scholarship program for children from low-income families to participate in recreation activities. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.
A section of the walking path around the Sparks Marina will be closed this summer due to construction on the Nevada Veterans Memorial Plaza. Detours are in place to accommodate path users. The plaza is a statewide memorial which will have the names of all current and future servicemen and women of Nevada enshrined on it. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he will not lift a coronavirus state of emergency on June 15th, but he still intends to lift most mask and other restrictions on that date. Newsom said Friday he will keep the emergency order in place. The order gives him broad authority to issue, alter, or suspend state laws and regulations. Newsom said he is not taking the summer months off from the threat posed by the coronavirus. Republicans in the state Senate have tried repeatedly to pass a concurrent resolution to end the state of emergency, but Democrats in the majority have blocked their efforts. Newsom has taken a turn as a game show host as California drew the first 15 winners of $50,000 prizes for getting vaccinated against the coronavirus. Newsom and two others drew the winners from a lottery machine Friday. It's the first in a series of drawings culminating in 10 grand prizes of $1.5 million each on June 15th. That's the day when the state expects to drop almost all coronavirus-related restrictions on businesses and gatherings. The state will contact winners and give them 96 hours to claim their prizes. A federal judge has overturned California's three-decade-old ban on assault weapons, calling it a failed experiment that violates the constitutional right to bear arms. U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez of San Diego ruled Friday that the state's definition of illegal military-style rifles unlawfully deprives law-abiding Californians of weapons commonly allowed in most other states. California first restricted assault weapons in 1989 with multiple updates to the law since then. California's attorney general argued that assault weapons are more dangerous than other firearms and are disproportionately used in crimes and mass shootings. Benitez said the guns are overwhelmingly owned for legal purposes. Governor Gavin Newsom is calling the decision, quote, a direct threat to public safety. Those are your morning news headlines for Monday, June 7th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.